And school districts in at least 14 states are going remote due to the nationwide spike in COVID cases. It is impacting everyone, red states, blue states, urban and rural. Chicago making national headlines as its public schools have been closed since Wednesday after the teachers union voted in favor of virtual instruction this week. A big surprise for many students and parents in the country's third largest school district. News Nation's Brana Tumulty joins us live in the studio now. She's following this developing story, and it is a lot to keep up with, and it seems to be constantly changing.
Absolutely. Good evening, Rutabe. The Chicago Teachers Union wants the mayor and the school district here to get on board with an additional set of COVID-19 protocols. The mayor, however, has already shut the proposal down, rejecting any return to remote learning.
We've provided a comprehensive proposal to CPS today that our House of Delegates and our executive board have signed off on, and we think these are the contours of the deal.
CTU leadership speaking out today about their proposal to get education back on track.
This impasse is hurting students.
It follows a standoff between the union and the district that has so far resulted in 3 days of cancelled classes.
I mean, what the mayor is essentially offering instead is no instruction at schools at all. No services. She's offering schools as warming centers or places where arts and crafts and open gym can take place.
Their offer would see teachers back in schools on Monday, not to teach, but to hand out laptops and get students signed up for a weekly randomized testing program.
What we asked for instead was that people participate in a pool and that we test randomly sample 10% of that pool every week. That gives us an idea of how the virus is spreading through our school community. Doesn't require everyone to test every week.
We're told the union wants all staff to provide a negative test in the coming week, and members would also help with contact tracing going forward.
What we're offering in our proposal is that our members would participate at a school building level in contact tracing for student cases. They would be paid their hourly rate for this additional work.
There's also a demand for more high-quality masks for both staff and students.
Because of a surge like this, we need high-quality masks, and so, you know, we demand it.
Under CTU's offer, remote learning would restart on Wednesday, with the potential for in-person learning to return on January 18th. That is, if the COVID-19 numbers are heading in the right direction.
You have to want to get an agreement. The mayor can't be like a hard no and morally opposed to widespread testing, and also be hard no and be morally opposed to any short-term period of remote, because those are the two things that are at the heart of this compromise.
But the mayor was quick to shut CTU's proposal down, issuing a joint statement with CPS CEO Pedro Martinez this afternoon, saying, CTU leadership, you're not listening. The best, safest place for kids to be is in school. Students need to be back in person as soon as possible. That's what parents want. That's what the science supports. We will not relent.
CPS data shows that in the past week, district-wide, there have been more than 900 cases of COVID reported amongst adults and over 1,000 amongst students. Right now, almost 10,000 students in the Chicago public school system are in quarantine due to potential COVID exposure. If an agreement can be reached over the weekend, the CTU's rank-and-file members would still need to vote on it as well. Rutabe?